Saturday, March 20th, 2021, 5:26 a.m. I'm out here starting to paint, just trying to figure out what I'm going to paint on. There's a lot of stuff I could paint on, I guess. Where do I start? Well, it just depends on what I feel like, I guess. As I was talking about how things get reported in the news, yesterday there was a good example. President Biden, you know, he always liked to show how he's not that old, and he likes to run up on the stage and run across the stage and basically kind of like jog up stairs and stuff. Well, yesterday he did the I'm jogging up the stairs to Air Force One, but then he tripped three times. He stumbled three times, not tripped, but stumbled three times. You know, I don't even go upstairs that way. But, you know, he's got to make a show of it to show how spryte he is and everything. But he's not. We all know that he's not. So, but I was, as I was saying before, that the way the news reports things is really a disservice to the American people and democracy. There's there was a bias in how it was even presented. Some of the mainstream news didn't even mention it, you know, when it happened. But the video was shown and it kind of went viral all day yesterday. And the White House said that gave a press release and said that. Yeah, he was going up the stairs, but it was really windy that day and yesterday, and the wind pretty much kind of knocked him over. And that's why. But he's 100% well, there's no problem here. So one of the newspapers pretty much picked that up and said, yeah, you know, he's okay. No, nothing to see here. But, you know, but looking back, back in, I don't know, he was at... President Trump was at some thing for the military academy somewhere. Well, I forget. It's either Annapolis or West Point, and it had been raining. And there's a ramp that they wanted him to walk down. So he, you know, he's in dress shoes and everything. There's no railing or anything. So he gingerly walked down this, and it was a pretty steep ramp. I would have probably done the same thing. And they just said, oh, there's something wrong with this guy. He can't even go down our ramp without looking like he's frail. And they covered that for a couple of days. I remember that much. I said, boy, is that true? And I looked at it. I said, nah. You know, like I said, when you get all the facts in, then it's, you know, you got to watch that narrative that they push. So there's this federal judge that commented, apart from what they were talking about, but he pretty much criticizes the media today. And he says, although the bias against the Republican Party, not just controversial individuals, is rather shocking today, this is not new. It is a long-term secular trend going back at least to the 70s, Silberman wrote. This is the judge. What's his name? Somebody Silberman. Judge Lawrence Silberman. Okay. He is appointed by Ronald Reagan. So he's a conservative guy. Two of the three most influential papers, at least historically, the New York Times and the Washington Post, are virtually Democratic Party broadsheets. And the news section of the Wall Street Journal leans in the same direction. The orientation of these three papers is followed by the Associated Press and most large papers across the country, such as the Los Angeles Times, Miami Herald, and Boston Globe. Nearly all television, network, and cable is a Democratic Party trumpet. Even the government-supported National Public Radio follows along. He accused Silicon Valley of filtering news in ways favorable to the Democratic Party and fueling censorship, citing the suppression of the New York Post bombshell reporting on Hunter Biden in the final weeks of the 2020 presidential election. Which, yeah, I remember that, and that's true. It is well accepted that viewpoint discrimination raises the specter that the government may effectively drive certain ideas or viewpoints from the marketplace. But ideologically, homogeneity in the media or in the channels of information distribution risk repressing certain ideas from the public consciousness just as surely as if access were restricted by the government. So that's, you know, that's pretty scary. And, you know, I didn't need him to tell me that that's what was happening, because I could see it for myself. But, you know, here's a guy in some kind of authority that's saying this kind of stuff. And so I'd just rather the truth just come out. I don't care whose side it hurts or benefits. Just give me the truth. That's what I want. And because you can't make any real decisions about who we're going to vote for unless you know what the truth is. Again, like take the Hunter Biden scandal. That's nowhere in the news right now. It was in the news just before the election. But it was pretty much quelched, okay? Except for on like Fox News or someplace like that. I think that's about the only place that really carried it. And on some of the YouTube stuff. But even YouTube, and well, for sure, Facebook and Twitter especially, kept people from even just posting the New York, I think it was a New York Post article link. So if you read the article online and you wanted to share that with people on Twitter and put the link in there, they wouldn't let you do that. You know, so that would be something that people would, and I think they even went back and talked to people that after the election said, if you'd known this about Hunter Biden, would that have changed your vote? And some people said, yeah. You know, so they, you know, forget Russia manipulating the voters. Our own media is doing it. And we have to consider Twitter as a media outlet because that's where people get information. You know, it's not just a tube where we can communicate to each other, or a pipeline. It's actually censoring and manipulating what you do get to hear. That's kind of scary because when that kind of stuff starts to happen, that means that there are other forces other than our votes that is controlling this country. So that's my concern about that kind of stuff. Like I said, I just want the news to be honest and truthful, and just report it as it is. Don't color the facts. Just give us the facts. That's all I want. Oh, I can make up my own mind about some stuff. And maybe there's some people out there that that feel like, oh, what does this guy know? He's dangerous. Now shut him up. Well, fine, you know, but there is a right to freedom of speech, and everybody should have that right, no matter how dangerous your viewpoints are, okay? I don't agree with a lot of other stuff that some people say, but I'm not out there calling for them to be shut down. There would probably be, if anybody really listened to me on these postings, maybe there would be somebody that would just like to shut me down in some way or completely, or get me off the internet completely. That would be proving my point about a lot of stuff. So, let me get the painting here. Time's a-wasting. Okay, 9:18. I better get going here. I got a lot to do today. Still haven't fed the cat. Got to feed the wife. She's first, of course. And feed the dog, then go feed the cat. Or maybe the other way around. The dog did eat later this morning. Earlier this morning, I mean. Okay, I worked on the couch some more. Gave it a second coat. Tried to get an idea of what I was going to do. And try to solidify the color a little bit. It's still pretty dark. But that's okay. I'll just bring some highlights out later on. Or lighten it up, that is, later on.
So that's it for the posting. Have a good one.